don't know where I know thee. Breathe upon the service this afternoon. Let not one of us live here the same way we came. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name. Take your seat 1 minute. Lift up your right hand and just maintain that mood of worship. Thank you, Master. Be glorified, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Please be seated. Welcome everyone here to this third service, Destiny service. I believe that you will not live the same way you have come, in Jesus' precious name. I'll try to be as sharp as I can in this service. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23. It said you should guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. A subject is the necessity of vision. And this is part 3. The Bible said, where there is no vision, the people perish. Proverbs 29:18. The meaning of that is, life can be at risk without vision. The meaning of that is, both the quality and durability of life is anchored or are anchored on vision. Whether life will be a quality life and whether it will be a durable life, it will be determined by vision. Men in scripture, women in scripture, people of old. Paul the apostle, Abraham, all the way to our master Jesus, fulfilled the quality of their lives and the durability of their lives by vision. So why is vision so necessary? We have looked at 6 things today. I might not be able to go through them because of time, but I will just recount them before we finish the rest up today. First of all, we said that vision brings reason and meaning to living. Life is reasonable and meaningful when a person lives by vision. Brings reason and meaning to living. Second, we said that vision brings wisdom and discretion to life. Vision brings wisdom and discretion to life. If you know where you want to go, you will find how to get there. If only you know where you want to go, you will definitely find how to get there. It brings wisdom. Third, we said, vision brings drive and momentum to life. Vision is the fuel for motion and the cure for stagnation. Where there is vision, there must be motion. He said that he may run that readeth it. People of vision are highly driven. Fourth, which we saw in the second service, that vision brings hope and expectancy. Where a person moves with vision, he lives with hope and expectancy. You cannot be hopeless if you are not visionless. Five, we said,
that vision brings discipline and character to life. Knowing what to do shows you the price to pay. Knowing what you want shows you the price to pay in order to achieve it. Vision brings discipline and character to life. Number 6, vision imparts persistence and determination to life. Persistence and determination. If you know you must get there, then you are willing to do everything it takes to get there. We are going to move to point number 7 now. And that says that vision bets faith and confidence in life. Faith and confidence. The place of vision is the place of faith, certainty, confidence. Listen to this. Those who see the invisible believe the incredible and will do the impossible. If you will see what others can't see, you will believe what others can't believe, and you will do what others can't do. Those who see the invisible, they believe the incredible, and they will do the impossible. Concerning Moses, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24, the Bible said that Moses, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Moses was seeing what others couldn't see. So he believed what they couldn't believe, and he did what they couldn't do. When it is real in your heart, it becomes real in your life. That is what faith is all about. In Habakkuk chapter 2, from verse 1, I will stand upon my watch, I will watch to see what he will say to me. Write the vision, make it plain that he may run that read it. And in verse 4, he now said, the just shall live by faith. So vision leads a man to the realm of faith. If it is clear to the mind, it becomes clear to life. Today, I decree that by the power of vision, every trace of doubt in your life dies in the name of Jesus. If you are a believer, say a louder amen. Say, I believe 3 times. I believe, I believe, I believe. Say it again. I believe. I believe, I believe. Say it a third time. I believe, I believe, I believe. August 2007, that is almost 14 years ago, we went to Abuja Stadium for the first time 14 years ago. 2007. I'm sure the ICT may have the clip of it. We normally held our worship and wonders night in church, and it was always overflowing to outside the fence. So we decided to go to the stadium for the first time in 2014.
We had done Eagle Square. We had done Old Parade Ground. And everybody was afraid. Will people come? Will the stadium be impressed? Everybody was afraid for me, except myself. And the crusade came. The night, all night came. I think we continued in that stadium for almost three more nights. August, July, August, September. Until they said they will not give the stadium for use anymore, for church. Then we decided in that case, we will build our own stadium. That was what happened. We will build our own stadium. If you get that clip, you let us know. But I saw it. And because we saw it ahead, it came to pass. In our area, one church, we came for morning dew on Saturday. And I saw people running from the junction, running towards the church, car lined up all the way. And when we came, people were standing everywhere on Saturday, 6 a.m. And I told Dr. Mr. Nenche, beware what you see. What you see ahead. Whether it is positive or negative, it will come to pass. Vision. All you need is let it be real to your mind. Then you don't need to pray for extra faith to believe for it to come to pass. I speak to someone here today. That thing that is looking impossible to you today, that God has spoken to you about, I announce in the name of Jesus, it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. And it shall come to pass. Shout the loudest. Amen. That was number 7. Number 8. Vision affects life's decisions or choices. Vision affects life's decisions or choices. Vision shapes decisions and directs our choices. Your vision will shape your course of study. It will shape your career pursuit in life. Don't just forget this. Vision is the initiator of decisions. That is why visionless people are indecisive people. That is why. That was Abuja Stadium, 2007. Will anybody go to the stadium? That's 14 years ago. I hope I'm right. The people that were outside the stadium that night could also fill the stadium halfway. That's people who came just for party, you know, just for sightseeing. Vision. I had always seen us worshiping in a crusade ground. That always took us to, we had done Sunday morning service in the open air field many times. Because that craving was there. It shapes decision. It is important to have vision because wrong decisions are unavoidable where visions are absent. You don't know, for example, you don't know what you want out of life. You can marry anybody. Hello? You don't know what you see. For example, I couldn't have married anybody. Not everybody could have understood and understudied my life and my schedule.
Someone can see me now and look at me. Oh, the man is very lucky. Oh, he's very favored. Oh, how I wish I can find this kind of husband. You better know that this kind of husband at times might not greet you in the morning. If he has not prayed yet. You better know that this kind of husband, his countenance is as strong as the sun at times. You better know that this kind of husband has not eaten breakfast by 3 o'clock at times. And the wife says, have you eaten? He says, oh, I thought I have eaten. You better know that this kind of husband does not know what it means to just... One day we travel to Dubai. And then for some things. And then they say, let's go for shopping. And my wife and I think children, or don't know, we went to a shopping mall. And then all I felt was my time being wasted. Shopping is not in my dictionary. So I said, please refund me to the hotel now. Refund me back. Refund me.
And it was 2 hours drive away.
It happened to you. Just refund me. Just refund me. Where you collected me from, drop me there. Whatever you do, you better know that. Not everybody could. You see, that is why you must know what you want out of life. If you ask me residency permit in America now, you are wasting your time. Come and live there for free. It's a lie. I know where my assignment is. At least in the season I am. And I haven't seen another season where I was. Except God in his sovereignty say, I transfer you. So green card doesn't mean green light. Except where you lack vision. There are people whose destiny is closed because they entered query open doors that were traps. The doors opened, but it was a trap of destiny. Give me a political post for free now, irrespective of the position. You are wasting your time. For free now, that is, come and take so and so. I don't care what position it is. Whether it's number one of the nation or wherever, you are wasting your time. Say, come and do executive meeting. Come and do this. Come and do that. Come and go and do this. Where will I preach? Where will I chase out the devil? And then for weeks at a time, I am just doing one ceremony or the other. You want to drown, put cat inside water or something? What for? You see, there are people who wasted their life. It's possible for somebody who has a pastoral calling. It's possible for somebody who has a prophetic calling to work in a governmental place. Daniel worked like that. But not everybody is like that. One man decided out of his pulpit to go and say he wants to do this or that. That was the end of his ministry in America. He ended completely. From political pursuit to heretic preaching. From there, everything, this man was an inspiration. He was the kind of man that was multiply gifted. He had everything. He preached, he thought he was only a preacher. He thought he was a teacher. He sang, he thought that was his only ministry. Am I communicating? Wrong decisions are not avoidable. If you don't know where you are going, everybody can be your friend. Am I communicating? Because destination determines association. Anybody not going where you are going is not qualified for your company. You don't understand what I'm talking about? Anybody not going your direction is not qualified for association. Friendship is not for fun, it is for fire. It is for the future. It's for destiny. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? It determines the choices you make. I am now talking of going to Taraba State, the northeast, where there is headquarters for terrorism for now, which will soon be dismantled by the power of God. And I said, this is where God wants me to go. My wife said, no, me, I want to go to Paris. Is that not wahala? And if that happens consistently, that is the end. One man married a woman and the man became a pastor. And the wife said, I didn't marry a pastor, it is doctor I married. It is medical doctor I married, not pastor. He troubled the man until the marriage scattered. The end of everything wasn't good. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Anyone not going your direction is not qualified for your association. You can know them, you can greet them, you can talk with them. But in terms of moving into a destination, that is not who is your best friend. You are talking heaven, they are talking hell. You are talking mission, they are talking money. Somebody say amen. Amen. Take your seat. Am I speaking to anybody here at all? Where you want to end is the determinant of the road you choose to follow. Did you hear what I just said? Where you want to end in life is the determinant of the road you choose to follow. You don't follow every road because the road is open. This is where I'm going, so you choose that path. You make those choices. I speak to someone here today. Every wrong choice is plaguing your life and your destiny. The grace to be delivered from them is released on you right now. It's released on you right now. It's released on you right now. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Say, I receive my freedom from the wrong choices. Amos chapter 3 verse 3 says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20 said, he that walketh with the wise shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. Acts chapter 18 verse 3 talks about, if you start from verse 1, talking about these things, Paul, and after these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth and found a certain Jew named Aquila, pond in Pontus, lately come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, and came unto them. He saw Aquila and Priscilla, and because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought, for by their occupation they were tent makers. So you pitch your tent with people that are going your way. He abode with them. Your vision fuels your decisions. He abode with them. Very, very important. Very, very important. One sister came and showed and told me she has found somebody to marry. I said, do you love him? She said, I don't know. She said, that is danger. Danger day. Danger day. Do you remember that song of the 70s? Danger day. Danger day. And the other one said, fire will burn you. Fire will burn. Anybody remember that song? Bad, bad songs. I think the devil gave them those songs in those days. Danger day. Danger day. Fire will burn you. And they used to dance it in disco. Praise the Lord. You don't love him on your mask, get said, run. Like Mama Yedeko said the other time, fire on the mountain, run, 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 run.
Hallelujah. So you just look at people, you see how they speak and what they say and how what they believe. There are many pastors, but not every pastor can be your friend. Because there are people, different things led them into ministry. Different principles, different philosophies of operation. Somebody say aloud, amen. Amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Amen. I went to one of the states to do crusade, not this one. One of the states. And they said they are giving us some money, like is it 5 or 6 million to support the crusade. I said, no, crusade is not government project. It's not government project. The crusade is self-supporting. We have enough capacity to support the crusade. You know what you help me do? Take this money and use it to give to people in the land. I hear that some people have not collected salary. Put the money in their salary. Do you understand what I'm saying? You cannot be bringing money to support crusade and some staff in the place have not received salary for months. Help me put this money in the salary. Why are they giving me? Because they have given others and they collected.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And it was normal. It was a testimony. In fact, when we went to so-and-so place, this is what they gave us. We went to another place, another location, not this one, another one. And they sent one man with a big bag. They said, I should just bring this. I said, this is for what? He couldn't explain. I said, return it back to sender. This is for what? He couldn't explain. He looks up and says, how can I be disrespectful? I said, what disrespectful? Like how? Return it back to sender. That the location where you sent it to is not needed. Hey, wait. Went to another place. They said, we hear that you don't collect money. So we brought this foodstuff. So I said, okay, please look for the number one orphanage in this place and help us give them the foodstuff.
He said, what about your church here?
What about the church here? I said, no, the church here can handle the people in need there. Just help us give it to the orphanage or any old people's home in this place here. And let what you brought from here end here. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So that you have audacity to talk. Hey! Otherwise, shut up! What are you talking there? You say we are eating money, we are eating it with you. Hey! Is God speaking to somebody here at all? I prophesy to you today, in the name of Jesus, God will engrace you to make the right decisions by the right visions. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Finally, vision brings transformation and increases capacity. The summary is, vision changes the visioner or the visioneer, whichever is more correct. Vision changes the visioner, changes the visioneer. And then enlarges capacity. This is the meaning of that. You are doing business in the range of 10 million, 20 million, 30 million. And you are trusting God to begin to operate in the realm of 100, 200 million, or up to a billion. You are seeing that vision consistently. You are picturing your industries and your factories and your manufacturing plants and your employee force and picturing all that. Then gradually, what you see begins to change you, to enlarge your capacity to accommodate that capacity. Now listen. If a pastor, now let me use ministry. If a pastor has the capacity to pastor 1,000 people, if you gave him 10,000 people, the 10,000 people will begin to drop gradually until they become 1,000. That meets his capacity. It's a spiritual mystery. And then he's comfortable, the church is there. But if that man begins to see himself overseeing the destinies and speaking into the lives of 10,000 people, inside him, transformation begins to happen. Capacity begins to enlarge until whatever it takes to disciple and mentor those thousands of people is wired into him, because what you look at becomes what you look like. You miss something. What you look at becomes what you look like. For we all, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are turned into the same image. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. We are turned, we are transformed, we are metamorphosized into the same image as by his Spirit. All truths are parallel. You look at it, after a short while, you begin to look like it. Am I communicating at all? You look at it. If you remember the story of Jacob in the book of Genesis, I think chapter 30 from verse 37 thereabout, where he painted poplar and wood, and the animals saw. As the animals saw what the animals saw, they began to deliver. What was happening? While they were seeing the colors according to that spiritual principle, there was a spiritual genetic engineering that was transforming their gene to conform with what they are seeing, so they can deliver accordingly. And they delivered accordingly, because your vision causes you transformation. At the beginning of this church, I placed Rehabonki Crusade posters and pictures everywhere, everywhere. This is how crusade crowd should be. This is how church crowd should be. I will look at it. I just kept on looking at this Taraba Crusade. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. See, this looks like the kind of crowd we used to see in Bonki's Crusade. This looks like the kind of crowd used. Even Rehabonki Crusade director, current Crusade director, sent me a message from Ghana. He watched the clips. He said, oh, even though Bonki is dead, it means fire evangelism in Africa has not died. That is, that order of fire is still on ground. He was amazed at the things he saw. He sent the crusade pictures to, you know, Bonki Crusade is still on. Alright, he sent the picture to all of their crusade team members. He said, see, there is possibility. COVID cannot stop us. COVID cannot stop us. There is possibility for evangelism. There is possibility. Do you know what he said to me? He said, thank you for lifting the embargo. He said, thank you for lifting the embargo. Thank you for blazing the trail. Thank you for showing us that we can go back to the field. Don't feel discouraged if what you are looking at does not happen immediately. It will happen eventually. Stand up on your feet. Those who cannot wait for it to happen eventually, they go to herbalist, they go to native doctor, they go to witch doctor. I need power to make money. I need power to become governor. I need power to become president. Even I need power to gather crowd. I need power to perform miracle. Ah. 35 years of rededication of life to God has shown that even though it tarry, waits for it. It may be slow, but it is sure. And there are those who appear fast today, but they will soon fall. Especially those who follow the wrong principles. There is nothing as authentic as God's own source of success. Gidiba. No shaking. Effortless. Am I communicating at all? Just continue to see what God says you will become. It will be changing you on the inside. Your capacity will be enlarging. I mean, a stadium filled, our ICT people were sending, they posted the picture before the crusade started. He said, I have never seen a thing like this before. They saw the empty stadium and then filled stadium before opening prayer for crusade. Before you can say, lift your hands. The next day we covered the track, the field. The first day we left the track. Next day the whole of the track was covered. And people still stood everywhere and then there was overflow in the stadium. Even though it tarry, wait for it. What God gives you is superior to what you give yourself. You didn't hear what I just said. What God gives you is superior to what you give yourself. What God gives you is superior to what man can give you. What God gives you is superior to what you give yourself. I see somebody changing already. I see somebody changing already. Begin to see yourself as that wife that God wants you to be. Begin to see yourself as that chief executive that God wants you to be. Begin to see yourself as that entrepreneur, that businessman that God wants you to be. Begin to see yourself in that realm. And it begins to transform you. It begins to change you. It begins to enlarge your capacity. All of a sudden, you are wired to accommodate that level, that realm of resource. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Ensure, my counsel, ensure that you don't live with an empty heart. Number two, ensure you don't live with an empty heart. A whole week should not pass until you review exactly why you are alive, or what you are pursuing, or what you are trusting God for, and then be connected to continuous inspiration. Connected to continuous inspiration, and let the vision flow. Father, thank you. Take your seat. Let's see the full clip of that crusade, and then we'll pray. Like I said, this is northeastern Nigeria. This is not south south. This is not southwest. This is not southeast. Where you can say predominant Christianity or whatever they normally used to claim. This is northeastern Nigeria. The place the devil decided to establish restlessness, which is already fading away. And which will fade away. That is the place. Very dangerous terrain. Dangerous. God said, I have people there. I have people there. And I told the people, the indigenous of the land, I said many years ago, when those who move into territories to convert them by force arrived, 1805, your fathers had the option and they refused. And they decided to serve God. Some were left as animists. That choice that they made stands. Nobody will deprive you of the land of your fathers and the faith of your fathers. Living Faith Church pastor was in that program. He said he has been praying. Lord, either send our father in the Lord. In fact, he said, send our father in the Lord. Let him come and let something break here. You see, when he saw the crusade poster, I said, thank you, Lord. You have answered my prayer. Whatever is in my father in the Lord is in this man coming. It was a shocker. He said, people were struggling to go to church. Struggling to attend church service. Struggle. He said, you will be waiting. 9 o'clock service. It is 9:30, 10. People are struggling to come to church. People didn't struggle to come for this meeting. And that struggle ended. By the time we were finishing the morning session on Friday morning, the morning session with the governor of the state in attendance, the secretary to the state government, the entire commissioners, advisors, speaker of the house, all of them there, judges, all of them. By the time we finished the morning session, people already were at the stadium for the evening program. That's the place that people would not go to church. Maybe for fear of attack or whatever. That's the place. Go ahead, show us the full clip.
Over the principality cover of this land, of this territory, of this region, in the name of Jesus.
Lift up your hands, O ye gates of Borno State. Lift up your hands, O ye gates of Kogi State, Bauchi State, Yobe State. Lift up your hands, O ye gates of the northeast, the northwest, the north center. Lift up your hands, O ye gates of Nigeria, and let the King of Glory come in. Yes, lift it up here. Celebrate the King of Kings.
Show us how you hear it.
Last year, as a result of hypertension and diabetes, she had a stroke, right-sided stroke. She could neither move the hand nor move the leg. And tonight, as that worship was going on, sir, before the doctor could even realize what was going on, she was already walking to the
Mama,
cross
come, Mama,
herself,
come.
With her
Mama
two hands
Mama
lifted.
Kizzo. Are you just looking and sitting like that?
Lump on the breast.
Lump on the breast for 4 years.
With associated pain.
With associated pain.
Checked back to hell, sir.
It has left her completely. Give the Lord a praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for delivering my son. For the past 4 months, I cannot feed him. But now he can eat.
The guy got his esophagus and upper gastrointestinal tract burnt by acid in whatever injection, and food couldn't enter to the mouth anymore, and he needed to have that tube over there to feed.
How many of you are expecting your miracle tonight?
For 10 years, sir.
For 10 years, he was bent over like that.
Hey!
Are you just looking like that? Celebrate! Did somebody's madness just disappear? Spirit of madness just disappear.
Yes,
for 4 years, the spirit of madness.
After he finished up school.
After he graduated from school, they gave him madness.
There came all the way from the carousel. After the ministration, sir, he said he started shouting, hallelujah, hallelujah. That is how he got this.
Somebody give the Lord a praise. The 2 years for 25 years.
And right now, it has disappeared.
Are you just looking happening like that. Something is happening. Something is happening. Something is happening. Already walking out there with a crutch lifted. With a crutch lifted. With a crutch lifted. See how she was walking before.
An evil arrow fired into her leg. She couldn't walk again. Told me throughout 2020, she didn't go anywhere at all.
12 years.
Yes.
One nation that doesn't have a heart to hear.
Show the devil how you can walk now.
Hey!
Are you just looking like that?
Can I say, can I
tell you? Give the Lord a praise! If he was carried like this because he has not been able to walk for 2 years,
she was diagnosed of cancer of the blood and kidney challenge. Couldn't walk for 2 years.
For 2 years.
Yes, but while the declaration was on, she came under power and started walking.
That church was built during lockdown when people were looking for money. God says, I own the earth.
Stand up on your feet, everybody. Lift up your hands and your voice and appreciate the King of Kings.
Father, we give you the praise. 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 Oluwa etobi, etobi yo, etobi yo. Oluwa etobi, etobi yo, etobi yo.
Everywhere, let's appreciate God for these mighty manifestations of God. Awesome, awesome demonstration of His power, of His presence, of His anointing. Father, we love you. Father, we praise you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Blessed be your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you. Jesus, precious name.
Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. There is something out of this crusade that is for you. There is a fire for you, a portion for you, a testimony for you, a miracle for you, a release from heaven for you. Are you ready to receive it? Lift the hands high. If you are in need of healing, like the people that were healed in that crusade, then get set for your healing. And right now, every spirit of doubt is about to die. Grace to make the right choices is about to be released. Transformation and enlargement of capacity is about to happen for somebody. Lift your hands higher. At the count of three, you place your hand on your head and scream, "I receive." What are you receiving? Everything God has for you that is from this crusade. Father, let it be released. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I declare the release upon you now of everything that God has prepared for you, everything that is here for you on this impartation Sunday. Receive it in the name of Jesus. One, two. Are you ready at the count of three? You bring down your hands on your head and scream, "I receive," and you shall receive again. One, two, and three. Hands. If you have a document for impartation, you can lift it up. If you don't, you just lift your hands. While we are in that mood, everyone who wants to give their life to Christ, you want your sins forgiven, quickly step forward and receive your own impartation in the front. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags. You have an addiction that must be broken. You have a yoke that must be broken, a yoke of sin. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus, you are backslid and you want to return back. Quickly come forward. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul.
materials or documents and everything you have brought. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask for the release of your power upon every lifted material. Everything lifted. Every document lifted. Everything that constitutes an expectation in the hearts of the people that is lifted. The Bible said, surely there is an end, and our expectations shall not be cut short. Father, meet your children at the point of their needs.
In the name of Jesus. Leperete sida lana maradi sukalamanaza sukalamanaza rete kelevea sekeleberia lima ya gadea hasari leperete. Everyone trusting for the fruit of the womb, your children are released. Everyone trusting for marital establishment, you are released into your marital home. Everyone trusting for the fruit of the womb, your children are released. You are trusting for employment, whatever it is that you are trusting God for. Before this week is out, your expectations shall come to pass. In the name of Jesus,
the embargo is lifted. The door is open.
A new season is upon you. Somebody is trusting God to get a contract done. The mobilization for it is released right now. A new beginning, a new chapter is open for you. A new opening is here for somebody. Your destiny opens right now. Everyone who came in here with any form of pain or disease or affliction, it is over forever.
Thank you, Master. In the name of Jesus. When Moses dropped his rod on the ground, by the time he picked it, the rod has changed. Drop what you have in your hands on the ground and pick it up with a shout of victory.
In the name of Jesus.
So shall it be. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat.